Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about why are you kissing ass? Well, let's go. Or more likely, why are we eating ass? Oh yes, I know that our president wants to suck Jewish cock. I must taste really good. Or he eats ass. He does something, you know, something very sexual and perverted. Just saying. Well, that fool is suffering some fucking malfunction, that's for damn sure. Nothing right in his fucking mind. Correct? Just look at him, all the shit that he's doing. Yeah, check it out, they're sending all this shit to Israel. It's bad enough that they're blocking out the sun. Yeah, you didn't know that? There's a second sun. Yes, these assholes are trying to do climate change. Oh man, these guys are so much fucking assholes. But yeah, let's watch the video of them transporting shit to Israel. Fun times indeed. Yeah, it sounds like one of my exes trying to waddle back into my life, right? Oh man, we're so much going to hell. Fuck this shit. I'm guessing MOD stands for Maniacs Oppressing Dumbasses, right? Just saying. Stupid shit, right? Yes, and I got another clip of this dude that was captured by Hamas during that, what was it, November, or whenever they did the parachuting thing over there in Israel. Yeah, they let him go. The dude was, is Israeli and American. And he came back to New Jersey and they treat him like he's a fucking rock star or some kind of celebrity. It's the craziest shit. Let's watch it.
Edom! Oh, man. There he goes, Martha. He is back in his hometown of Tenafly, New Jersey.
Oh, so you're saying the guy's name is Edan? I think you mean he's Dan from Street Fighter 2. Yeah, that fucker's a joke character. Yeah, let's all laugh at this guy. He thinks he's important, but no, you're just a fucking laughable character. Yay!
Right in that car, driving by, as you see, the streets are lined with his friends and family. Just a celebration.
Are you saying all these people here are the dude's friends and family? Really? Well, the guys from Israel, I do see a lot of Israeli flags. Yeah, so, what the fuck? So this guy has a whole town. Yeah, well, that's what Jewish people do, right? Subvert and circumvent? Wow, fuck it, I guess. It is what it is.
Of love. Families have come out here together. There are so many signs saying, welcome home, Edan. Israeli flags. American flags.
You know what? What I think is they're trying to make these people seem more cooler than they actually are. Yeah, this is part of propaganda, if you think about it. Yeah, what's happening over there in, Iran? All that shit? Oh, yes. I'm sure they're trying to use it and say, oh, look, Jews are not bad. Look, we freed one. They're awesome. Okay. They're awesome. Why? Because they started some shit that they can't handle? Okay, whatever.
The Alliance... not only playing out in the Middle East, but obviously you see here.
Yeah, it's so fucked up that Donald Trump is going to send us to war just to save Israel. Oh yes, he's sending all this weapon, money, stuff, everything to Israel because that's his master. Yes, and unfortunately he controls the levers and pulleys from the United States. So yeah, we're going to go fight in war. Oh yeah, in case you didn't notice, they're trying to do the same shit like they did over there with when George Bush was president. I'm talking about George W. Bush. Yeah, they're gonna start saying that, or they already are saying that Iran has all these nukes and weapons of mass destruction like they did, yeah, during that time. So yeah, that's gonna turn into another Iraq war if we let it. But this is what this guy's trying to do. Push that shit saying that we need to save them because of democracy and they're our greatest ally and all this fairy tale nonsensical bullshit. But yeah, what do you guys think? You think he's gonna do it? Yes? No? And if he does, you think people are gonna fall for it? Well, I think they are. And they are gonna do it and we're gonna fall for it. So, yeah, prove me wrong. Well, anyways, you guys take care. Fuck these people. And just get everything in order because, yeah, things are gonna get fucking crazy. Yeah, I didn't think we're gonna go to the end of times this quick, but apparently we are. So, hopefully we see each other in the end. And hopefully the end is just a new beginning. Well, goodbye.
Do not fall for the pro-war propaganda. This is the same playbook that they used in 2003, so here's a little recap for those of us who are too young to remember it. President Bush's public relations campaign began in September of 2002 when he went in front of the United Nations to warn the world about how Iraq was supposedly building weapons of mass destruction. He even brought Benjamin Netanyahu, yes, that Benjamin Netanyahu, to the UN to tell them that there is, quote,
no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working towards the development of nuclear weapons.
Bush's claim about weapons of mass destruction was always a lie, and the UN proved it. They passed Resolution 1441, which sent international inspectors into Iraq to investigate whether or not they were developing WMDs. Iraq and Saddam Hussein, their leader, agreed to the inspections, let the inspectors in, and they concluded that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Since the Bush administration had already decided that they wanted to invade Iraq, it didn't matter that the whole world knew that the WMD claim was horseshit. All they had to do was convince the American public. So he sent the most trusted member of his administration, Secretary of State Colin Powell, to the UN to give this now infamous testimony, where he held up a scary-looking vial of white powder and presented a bunch of misleading computer-generated images that supposedly proved that Saddam Hussein was harboring al-Qaeda terrorists and building weapons of mass destruction to destroy the West. American media started glazing George Bush and the war effort with magazine covers like this from Vanity Fair, opinion pieces in every major newspaper, and pro-war guests dominating on Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer voted with almost every Republican to invade Iraq at a time when 72% of the American public supported this baseless invasion when it started in March of 2003. With all the retrospect, we know that the Iraq war was a complete disaster. We lost thousands of American soldiers and hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians, and a war against Iran would be no different. Now we're seeing countless American politicians and media figures saying things like, we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, but no one has proven that Iran is close to getting one or that they're even trying to develop one. Benjamin Netanyahu has been saying for decades that Iran is on the cusp of developing a nuke, but Trump's own director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, told Congress in March of this year that Iran was not building a nuke. This is a lie campaign being blasted all over our feeds to make it so that you consent to having American troops and treasure being dragged into another endless war in the Middle East. Gen Z won't buy this, especially if they drop me a follow.